Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And that was the sound of the motion being passed that took place last night at the Fairfax County School Board meeting. And that was the decision to change the name of Jeb Stuart High School, despite the fact, as we have talked on this show before, of alumni and students and parents saying, we don't want it changed. We like it the way it is. Why are we doing this? To find out why, Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member, is joining us. Elizabeth, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Glad to have you back.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Vince. How are you this morning?
We're doing fine. So what happened last night? We've heard from so many people who have said, don't change it. What happened?
Well, we did. We had two motions before us last night, and one, I think, was the far more reasonable, which said, look, we have never finished the process that we set forth in a regulation that began this whole thing. And how do you proceed to, quote unquote, change the name when you've never finished the process? And so we were very loudly shouted down by members of the audience last night when we tried to explain good governance. And that's the sad tragedy of all of this, is that you have people from the dais proclaiming we just need to move on. And when you have a request to move on from good governance and abandon the rule of law by a local body or by a federal body, that's when you have sort of a true loss for not only the community that wanted to keep it, but the community who want to change it, because the last minute insertion into a motion that we could in fact wind up keeping the name Stuart has both sides unhappy. And so you cannot arrive at a situation where you take away representative government and you take away the voice of the people that you are supposedly elected to represent and say, we're going to impose our will because we, the few, have deemed what's right for you, the many.
Elizabeth, I want to ask you about the decision to suggest Stuart High School as the alternative to Jeb Stuart High School, which seems the silliest way to end all of this, which is to keep the same name. I don't know how that's a resolution. How did that come out? Who is backing that particular thing? And how is that the recommendation of the entire board? What, was there like a vote on that?
Well, what's going to happen now is it's going to return the community to finish the process.
Yes. Uh-oh.
I think we lost her.
I think we lost Elizabeth. In the middle of the most important answer of the entire morning. God, that was such a good question. I was thinking of it for days.
You had it written down and everything. Yeah. We'll get her back. Once she mentioned about the rule of law and how upset they were that things that the rule of law was cut off in order to force this to a vote. There, according to Channel 9, USA 9, the people who are in support of keeping the school's name are threatening to file a lawsuit claiming that the school board did not follow their own rules and regulations. So that'll be interesting to see. This may not be dead. They're not dead yet. Well, that may very well be that this may come back.
Yeah, they had this vote. They tried to delay it. And it was a narrow win for them to actually move forward and have the vote last night. It says 6-5 vote in an attempt to delay this thing, which didn't work. So they ended up having the vote. And we heard a second ago, Mike, if we could play that again, this is what it sounded like when they actually took a tally of where the school board members were and took the vote.
The motion passes.
And you can see the video, a very active audience, a bunch of people standing up celebrating.
Didn't sound like a lot of people, though.
No. Well, you can see. I mean, it's a healthy little crowd. All right, Elizabeth's back with us now. Elizabeth, I was asking you about the fact that the recommendation now is Stuart High School. Who made that recommendation, and how did that happen?
Yeah, so that was a last minute, I believe, a last minute wrangle behind the scenes in order to get a few more votes for yes. I don't think that there were many votes going in, or maybe there were only, you know, just barely enough, and I think that they were looking to cobble together a few more.
Oh.
On the original motion to go back and return this thing to the process, that was a 5-6 vote. It failed on the 6th vote on the other side, but that's a pretty deep divide on a board that is missing a school board member.
So
that's the other thing is there's an at-large race,
yes,
to replace our 12th member in 32 days, and if people don't come out and vote, if you don't understand now the significance of having and paying attention to the bottom of the ballot, and, you know, I'm supporting a candidate by the name of Chris Crisafi, this is how you return representative government back into the hands of people. And I think it was just a last minute effort to try to get maybe one or two more votes so that it didn't look as deeply divided.
Okay, so that was basically like, hey, you know, if you vote for this, maybe the name change will be Stewart High School. And that ended up purchasing one or two votes, you're telling us.
That's what it seems like. And now
okay.
It's all going to go back to the community. And what happens now? You know, you had a speaker present that said, look, I went into the Jeb Stewart High School library.
Yes.
And there's a biography on Jeb Stewart that wasn't checked out since 1979. You know, when is the restoring to the proper focus of this board going to be on teachers and teacher salaries and education in the classroom and dollars in the classroom? And there's 32 buildings, remember that, in Fairfax County Public Schools. 31 of them are schools, including,
yes,
Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology, James Madison High School.
All right, Elizabeth, that's a good point. I want to point out, obviously, the listener realizes this too, your connection's really rough to hear at parts. So I do want to, first of all, just thank you for stopping by and mentioning this. We've had you on a number of times throughout this fight, and it's gotten to this point now. We're going to stay in touch with you because my suspicion is that going forward, you're going to be among the people who do fight to keep Stewart High School at the very least, if they can. But that's an interesting new piece of information for us this morning, that the name Stewart High School, just simply thrown in there as a basically a commitmentless giveaway to try and earn some more votes for the name change last night.
I have a mental picture of a janitor, custodian, on a on a high ladder with black duct tape putting it over the J, the E, and the B, and then it could just be Stewart High School until maybe, because it may come back, maybe,
yeah,
if there's a loss, maybe it would be. But that's the easiest way to just fix the problem and not have to spend millions of dollars just invest in a lot of black duct tape.
They took our Jeb.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.